From New Hampshire Public Radio, I'm Laura Kanoy, and this is The Exchange. Around the country, baseball team names are pretty predictable. You find a lot named after lions, tigers, and bears, with a smattering of Indians, hawks, devils, and dogs. A few names reflect their regions, the Lansing Lugnuts and the Montgomery Biscuits, and as funny as they may sound to outsiders, these names have stuck. Now, the owners of Manchester's new minor league baseball team are searching for a name they hope will be a home run with fans. The team's first name, the Primaries, struck out. Today in The Exchange, it's up to you. If you were in charge, what would you name the team? The Manchester Millrats? The New Hampshire Hobos? The Granite State Rocks? You make the call. And join us, 1-800-892-6477, 1-800-892-NHPR. With me in the studio, Vin Sylvia, sports editor for the Union Leader and New Hampshire Sunday News. Vin, good to have you.
Good morning, Laura. Great to be here.
Also with us, Rich Finkelson, co-founder of the ManchesterTeam.com website that first petitioned team owners to reconsider the Primaries name. Rich Finkelson, good to meet you.
Hi, Laura.
And also with us, Sean Smith, president and general manager of New Hampshire Baseball, which owns the new minor league team coming to Manchester. Sean Smith, welcome to you, too.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for having me.
And Sean, I'm going to start with you. How did you come up with the Primaries name? What was the thinking behind it?
Well, actually, back on April 8th, when the Boston Red Sox allowed us the right to be in their territory, since New Hampshire is Red Sox territory, literally, according to baseball rules, the approval process did not get formalized, as these gentlemen know, until the first week of September. So throughout that time, from April to September, we were waiting in a very eager fashion to get here and start working as soon as possible. We had taken a look at some websites, theunionleader.com as well as WMUR.com, that had done some fan web polls and to put some suggestions out there on what they thought the team name should be. There was a variety of suggestions, just as there has been with our contest. And the name Primaries kind of stuck out as a rather unusual name to us. And we kind of laughed and chuckled and thought, oh, boy. But then it really grew on us. And the longer it took for us to be here and the more time we had to, I guess, punish ourselves before we could start working, we realized we had to come up with a name and logo concept to be able to identify ourselves for fear that we would not have a name for when we start our season due to trademark and copyright laws in baseball.
And talk, Sean, about the sort of what the Primaries would have been, you know, the thinking behind how it would have been presented to the public.
Yeah, I think that
there was some fun stuff there.
Yeah, there was a strange misnomer. It was just fun. It was, in fact, the elephant was on the left. It was not on the right. And we had a couple different logos, one with the primary logo, which was the New Hampshire Primaries with a donkey and the elephant. And we had our Uncle Sam logo in honor of Sam Wilson from Mason, New Hampshire. His home is a historical landmark. We had a variety of campaigns that would have surrounded it. Our seating berm in the new park was going to be called Capitol Hill. Our fan club was going to be called the Lobbyists. Our gift certificates would have been called Campaign Money. We had an educational concept around towards the kids throughout the state on developing baseball along with the celebration of New Hampshire's strong political history. It was just all about fun and education, and for some reason people didn't think it was very fun.
Fun or funny. And what was your reaction, Sean, as you know, the president and general manager of this team, to have this name so roundly panned by the public?
Well, first of all, we were flattered that people really cared. I know that sounds unusual to look at a positive in this, and people are very passionate, and sports certainly evokes passion and emotion in people. And we were a little surprised at how surly it became. And how surly everyone had gotten through this process. And we had said back on October 1st, when we first arrived here for our first official day of work, that we're here for the fans, and baseball is about the fans. And after the first 96 hours of the contest, you know, we certainly could have dug our heels and said, no, this is what we like, this is what we're going to do. But it would be very hypocritical to say one thing and do another. And so we said, hey, we'll take it back to the folks, and let's see what people have to say.
Now, Vin, what's your take on this? Why was this such a huge story?
Well, first of all, I'm not as opposed to the name as a lot of people, maybe because I had heard some of the concepts that Sean had introduced as well. So, and I had also seen a logo, that the Uncle Sam logo, that I thought was especially appealing, and that made the name grow on me a little more too. I was surprised, like Sean, by the level of vitriol in the response. I was out of town for the weekend. I was around for the initial response, and the phone started ringing off the hook at the Union Leader instantaneously. Then I went away for the weekend, and I came back, and someone said, they're going to have to change that name. I said, I don't think they'll have to change it. Then I started reading the responses, and I said, they're going to have to change this name.
Why do you think people care so much?
I think there was a certain level of response where people felt such an investment, and they felt that they hadn't been consulted enough, that they felt that they should have a level of ownership, and they hadn't had this chance to participate. And I think that there's such a strong response now and a level of gratitude toward New Hampshire baseball because they have opened it up and they have given the voice to the fans of New Hampshire.
Now, Rich Finkelson, as I said at the opening, you're the co-founder of ManchesterTeam.com, a website that first petitioned the owners to please reconsider the primary's name. What's wrong with the primaries?
Well, first of all, I just want to say that we were very grateful to have minor league baseball in New Hampshire. My colleague, Rob Altman, and I were stunned and really happy, you know, with the idea of having baseball in Manchester. I myself only live a couple of blocks away from Gill Stadium. I can walk to Singer Park, and you know, I definitely am very pleased that baseball is going to be here. That said, when we looked at when we read the news on the day that the logo and the name were unveiled, we were a little shocked, mostly because we never imagined such a close relationship between politics and baseball. I think first it was a visual thing where we looked at the logo and we saw the representatives of the Democratic and Republican parties, and at first thought, well, there's a lack of other representation from other political parties there, and I know that kind of sounds a little stuffy, but at the same time, I think one of the things that makes New Hampshire great, especially with our first in the nation status, is that we're open to such a plethora of political ideas, and a lot of different parties, not just the Democratic and and Republican parties, are represented in New Hampshire, and we thought that it was a little exclusionary just to represent those two parties. So that was one. And two, as a father myself, I have a 4-year-old daughter, and I'm not sure that I can explain what the significance is of the elephant and the donkey at this stage of the game, or, you know, why they're represented in the logo. And, you know, she was going to be a big part of my own experience, and I wanted to make sure that she understood. I mean, you know, again, I think team names in general are light and funny for a particular reason. I think there's a certain kid appeal, especially in minor league baseball, where I think it's such a family-friendly atmosphere. And we just wanted to be sure that that the public was behind the name, that we felt that that it was light, that it was entertaining, that it was family friendly, and we just weren't sure that the primaries were accomplishing that.
That's Rich Finkelson. He is co-founder of the ManchesterTeam.com website that first petitioned owners to reconsider the primary's name. Also with us, Sean Smith, president and general manager of New Hampshire Baseball, which owns the new minor league team coming to Manchester, and Vin Sylvia, sports editor for the Union Leader in New Hampshire Sunday News. And today in the exchange, we are talking about a new name for New Hampshire's minor league baseball team. And as you have no doubt heard, the first reaction by the public to the name the primaries was so negative that the team said, okay, public, you decide. Well, that's what we're doing today in the exchange. What name would you pick for Manchester's new minor league team? How do you feel about the name, the New Hampshire Primaries? 1-800-892-6477 is our number. 1-800-892-NHPR. Joining us now from Massachusetts is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, the sports show heard Saturday mornings here at NHPR. Bill Littlefield, welcome back. Always good to have you.
It's nice to be back. Thank you, Laura.
What do you think of the name, the Primaries?
I thought the name was great. I thought it was terrific. Offered all sorts of not only educational opportunities, but opportunities to kind of not take the entire process as seriously as people tend to take it. I thought New Hampshire Primaries was a wonderful name.
You know, one of the things that we heard from listeners, Bill, was it's too political. You know, it should be more fun.
What's more fun than having an elephant and a donkey on the uniform? That's fun.
It's not chantable, someone else said to us. You can't say primaries, primaries.
Well, you could. It's a much more pleasant chant than a lot of the stuff that I hear regularly at Fenway Park. So you could chant primaries and not offend anybody. But, you know, you needn't have something cheerleaders could cheer, because cheerleaders shouldn't be in baseball anyway. They should be in basketball and football.
Another thing we heard, Bill, was there's no inspiring mascot for kids. Like here in Concord, we have the Concord Quarry Dogs, and there's Rocco,
well,
and he dresses up like
people,
a dog, and the kids love him.
Yeah, what people don't realize, maybe, is that the mascot need not have any direct relationship to the team name.
I see.
The San Diego Chicken was in no way, you know, related to the Padre? Would Padres kept chickens? I don't know. You know, so you could have the primaries, but the mascot could be a hamster. You know, a cute little hamster running around, a New Hampshire hamster. That'd be good. You know, you can have that.
Well, Bill, what's in a name anyway? I mean, why is this so important?
Well, it's not important ultimately, except as something that catches on and is cute. It can be a huge revenue source for a team. The Portland Sea Dogs, before they played their first game, had already climbed to the top of the minor league clubs in terms of sales of jerseys and other paraphernalia because of the popularity of that name. But, you know, the thing that people kind of maybe don't realize is whatever name you choose will become completely acceptable and absolutely right over time. If you tried to name a team today the New York Giants or the San Francisco Giants, there would be a bunch of people who would say, no, you can't do that because that is offensive to very large people. And yet, you know, we don't think anything about the Giants. That was the name that the original ball team in New York had because a whole bunch of guys on the team were over 6 feet tall, and at that time that was very tall. So that was the team they assumed.
Sean Smith.
Bill, that's certainly an interesting point that you brought up. Laura had mentioned previously in the show the name the Montgomery Biscuits, and I was just telling the gentleman before the show started. When they unveiled the name Montgomery last year, there was an all-out fan revolt, and actually there was even a national revolt against the name.
Against the Montgomery Biscuits?
It's a great name.
Yeah, but the owners stuck by it, and they said to their community, this is what we believe will work. Just give us time, give us patience, and it was met with a great deal of resistance, and it still is somewhat in some circles. They chose to hold on to that, however. That was a decision we opted not to make because we certainly care about our fans. Not saying they don't care about their fans, but I certainly do agree with you. I think that whatever name is adopted, as long as it's done in the good spirit of things, people will eventually learn to deal with and learn to cope with.
They'll learn to love it.
I agree. And, okay. You know, with the mascots, I was just writing some notes here to some of the gentlemen in the room. We had planned on having male and female mascots. Don Key or Dawn Key, you could do male or female, and Ellie Font or L.E. Font. We hope to have four different mascots. In fact, we even plan on having a green uniform for the Green Party
Excellent.
To wear on some days.
Excellent.
We had some things working out with the Independents. A lot of things that we never got the chance to really unveil to people on our widespread approach.
See, it sounds like you guys were really prepared to have a lot of fun with this, and that, of course, is the critical ingredient. There's a team out in New Mexico in Albuquerque called the Albuquerque Isotopes. They were named after the team, the fictional team on the television show The Simpsons,
right?
The Springfield Isotopes. You know, somebody out there saw the opportunity to kind of have some fun with it, and that's the critical thing.
Isotopes, some people don't even know what that is, though.
Yeah, well, you know, Homer worked in the nuclear power.
Well, Bill, give us your one pick for a new name for a Manchester team.
Well, I like hamsters. You know, down here in Massachusetts, there's a number of people who refer to the whole state as New Hampster.
And, I get it.
I kind of like hamsters. It's alliterative. You got an opportunity for a cute little mascot on a T-shirt, you know, a little hamster nibbling on a bat, or maybe running around in one of those hamster wheels made out of a little baseball bat or something. You know, you really got something there.
The New Hampshire Hamsters.
There you go. It's not easy to say. It doesn't exactly roll trippingly off the tongue, but it's, you know, it's got possibilities.
One last question for you, Bill. Any stories that stick out to you of team names that have sort of gone bad in the past?
Well, I'm not aware of any that have gone bad. I'm aware of a lot of team names that have been that seem very peculiar to people outside the region, but seem absolutely appropriate. You know, I mean, if you see that there's a team called the Toledo Mud Hens, you might wonder how a player coming to the Mud Hens would feel about being identified as a mud hen, and yet, in Toledo, people don't even think about it. Yeah, it's always been the Mud Hens. That's the name of the team.
Well, Bill Littlefield, it's good to have you. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, NPR sports show heard Saturday mornings here at NHPR. Well, Exchange listeners, what do you think? The New Hampshire Hamsters? The Primaries? The New Hampshire Mud Hens? Give us your picks. 1-800-892-6477. 1-800-892-NHPR. And just before we go to the phones, guys, what should, Vin Silvio, start with you. Ideally, what should a new name convey?
Well, I know that on the part of New Hampshire baseball, they really want to have something that incorporates the spirit or an identity of New Hampshire, and I get the sense from the general public that that's the case as well. I think there's a challenge there, first because so many names that you might choose for New Hampshire are taken, the Moose, for example, and then New Hampshire's a diverse state, too. You have the seacoast, you have the mountains, you have the industrial areas. So the primaries did reflect something that is common the whole state, mm-hmm. right? So, while everyone agrees that it should be something that captures New Hampshire or Manchester, that's something people disagree on, whether it should be New Hampshire or Manchester. But the challenge is finding what that thing is that we all have in common.
What do you think about that, Rich Finkson?
Well, I think we can cut down a little bit as far as diversity is concerned. Only I know from our perspective, we were more interested in having the city of Manchester being represented through the team name than the state of New Hampshire. So I think that helps narrow down the field a little bit. I think the people of Manchester have a great sense of civic pride. I think that that should be represented through the team name. And I think it should be something that's family-friendly and very accessible, again, especially to children, because I think they're going to be your primary patrons.
Rich brings up a great point, the Manchester versus New Hampshire versus Granite State versus, there's also another one, Queen City. That's certainly become a topic of debate. And through the first round of our Name the Team contest on our website at newhampshirebaseball.com, more suggestions came in for New Hampshire than for Manchester. And then if you combine New Hampshire and Granite State, as well as Queen City, overwhelmingly there were more suggestions for those than there were for Manchester, which kind of came as a shock to us because we had heard such a grumbling that it wasn't Manchester with our first venture. So we've given the opportunity for people to speak out on their suggestions in this first round, and overwhelmingly Manchester was outnumbered, which doesn't mean anything because the voting round begins tomorrow. So all that could certainly go away.
Could you just quickly explain, Sean, how the process works from here? You culled suggestions from the public from Friday until Monday night.
Correct.
And then what happens from here on out?
It starts tomorrow morning. We're going to have roughly about 600 to 700 names that when you go to our website, it's going to be a huge pull-down menu. So it's a serious commitment for people to go through and take a look through the names, think about what they think would not only be a best representation, but also a lot of fun, what you can do. And there's certain names that we challenge people to think on what you could do. One name, for example, that came across a suggestion was the Granite. Now, we understand what the Granite is all about. However, that, I think, is a challenging concept to bring to life, though you could certainly try in a variety of ways. Keeping in mind, we want to have fun, as Vin and Bill and Rich and I have discussed, trying to create a multitude of organisms that you can really reach out to children and reach out for promotional activities. Once we have everyone go through and vote and on all these suggestions that are available, it'll be narrowed down to 5 suggestions, which will occur over the weekend. Fans can go and vote. We're also going to toss the name New Hampshire primaries back into the mix. And I say that, we said that from the beginning, but a lot of people in making suggestions had seen, we had seen that the New Hampshire primaries was repeatedly coming back to us. We have hired a third party, SilverTech out of Manchester. That's the independent third party to oversee this project and to keep the integrity intact. We just don't want anything to think that anything dishonest is being done or any ballot boxes are being stuffed. We've been in a bit of a controversy a little too much right now. We don't want to invite ourselves to be involved in another one, so it's important to have a third party involved.
All right, let's go to the phones, 1-800-892-6477. Today in the exchange, we are taking your picks for Manchester's new minor league baseball team. 1-800-892-6477. Let's go first to Bedford. Margie joins us from there. Go ahead, Margie, you're on the exchange. Margie, go ahead, you're on the air.
Hi, I thought something fun like the Millhawks would be, it kind of sounds Indian in addition to denoting the mills and hockey being very popular in New Hampshire.
The Millhawks, so mills, Indians, and hockey, Margie.
Uh-huh.
All right. Right. Have you heard any Indian name suggestions, Rich?
No, the term mills gets used quite a bit.
Yeah.
I know there have been several suggestions, including the old Manchester Millers team. So I know that concept is very popular. And Hawks actually have also been used quite a bit.
And Mill Rats.
Mill Rats or Mill Cats.
Sean?
Actually, there's been quite a few suggestions for the Amaskeags and some variations of the Amaskeags that we've seen on there. Certainly, Mill has been very popular. Any variety of Mill that you can think of, mill workers, mill people. You know, I haven't seen mill ceiling tiles on there, but I'm sure if we went further that we would have that on there as well.
Vin?
I even heard a suggestion related to the Piscataquag River that we should be the Squaggs in New Hampshire. And that one came from Arnie Arneson, who overcame some shyness to give me a call and and introduce that name.
Let's go to Berlin now, and Deb joins us from there. Deb, you're on the exchange. Welcome.
How are you doing?
Fine.
Listen, I cannot think of a better name than the Granite State Rocks. I mean, that's a tough, strong name, and we rock. This state rocks. Granite State rocks. I just think it would be awesome.
Sean?
You know, I'll tell you, Deb, it's a fantastic name. There's been a lot of variations having to do with rocks. Unfortunately, there's a team down in Brockton, Massachusetts, the Brockton Rocks, and that name was taken 2 years ago, and it actually is another baseball team, so
and
that's something.
Is that too much the same, though? I mean, one is the Brockton Rocks and one is the Granite State Rocks?
Yeah,
is that similar?
There's different varieties of spellings. They're actually, I think, R-O-X-X, and, you know, there's a lot of different ways you could attempt to spell rocks. But when you come to the trademark search and have to deal with Major League Baseball properties as well as the Patent Office and trademark, if we were to use the name Rocks, not only would we have to sign off properly with some sort of compensation towards Brockton, we'd be in for a little legal battle as well.
You know, I had no idea that it was so complicated.
Mm. There are so many teams out there, and there are so many names, and there's so much money to be made off merchandise, and as Sean noted, so much money to be made through our legal system that, it becomes more and more complicated.
Let's go to Newfield. Martha is up. Hello, Martha. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. I think the New Hampshire Primaries is a great name. And I grew up in Exeter, New Hampshire, and my parents were heavily involved in politics, and I had a lot of fun with it, and I think it would help us keep our status.
So the political aspects, politics melding with sports, doesn't bother you, Martha?
Not at all. I think it's a lot of fun.
You know, Rich, the Washington Senators, former team, nobody seemed to mind that, and that was kind of political.
Former.
I don't know if it had to do with their name, though.
I hear where people are coming from when they're talking about the fun that you could have with a name like this. And I admit that our reaction when we first saw it was a very gut reaction that occurred, you know, in the now. This is not to say that there's no potential in the primaries. I think it's just more, you know, somebody had asked what's in a name before. And, you know, the name serves as a rallying point everywhere from, you know, water cooler conversations in the office to what you will chant. I know Bill said, you know, you can, you know, chant whatever you want. But, I mean, you know, there is a lot in a name. And I think I think it's a great opportunity for us to try to identify what it is that makes our state so great and really get the people behind the team before they even play a game. So I'm really looking forward to being able to choose a popular name.
Were you surprised, Rich, by the way, when you set up this ManchesterTeam.com website, at the overwhelming response that you got, that so many people cared?
We kind of had a feeling, Rob Altman and I had a feeling that there was going to be a good response. We had looked at the WMUR poll before we had created our site and saw that there were quite a few people who had already started to voice their opinion. And I think we were right on target. We believe that a lot of people were going to respond, and they did, and we were grateful.
Gets back to what Sean said earlier, that people care about this team and they're interested in baseball. We will talk more after a short moment, take a lot more of your calls, and we'll hear from the librarian at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown, New York. Stay with us. This is The Exchange on NHPR.
More on a possible name for Manchester's new baseball team coming up in just a minute on The Exchange on New Hampshire Public Radio. And coming up at 10 on The Diane Rehm Show, Democratic presidential candidate Carol Moseley Braun. It's 9:30. Good morning. I'm Dan Kogan at New Hampshire Public Radio. We get support from contributing listeners like Leslie Higgins of Loudoun. And support also comes from Charter Trust, providing premier wealth and investment management throughout the region for decades past and future generations. Charter Trust. From the New Hampshire Association of Naturopathic Doctors, the natural choice in healthcare. Information on local naturopathic doctors on the web at nhand.com. And Lakes Region Volkswagen Audi in Guilford, committed to professional, courteous sales and service. It's worth a drive to the Lakes Region. Information 1-800-9-VW-AUDI. This is NHPR.
This is The Exchange. I'm Laura Kanoy. Wednesday on The Exchange, North Korea. Negotiations continue to try to defuse the nuclear threat from this isolated country. And the Bush administration is taking a very different approach than it took toward Iraq. We'll find out more Wednesday on The Exchange. Today, we're talking about Manchester's coming minor league baseball team and what to name it. When team owners named it the Primaries a couple weeks ago, public reaction was so negative, the team pulled the name and said, let the fans decide. Phase one of a democratic three-step naming process ended last night. Today, we're talking about why this story has generated so much interest in the state and even around the country, and we're asking why team names are so important and sometimes so hard to choose. We also, of course, want your picks. If you were in charge, what would you call this team? What name do you think reflects the spirit of New Hampshire or the spirit of Manchester? 1-800-892-6477, 1-800-892-NHPR. Joining us now from Cooperstown, New York, is Jim Gates. He's a librarian at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. And Jim Gates, it's a real pleasure to have you. Thanks for your time.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the air today.
How do teams usually come up with their names? What sort of process do they use?
Well, traditionally, you can break it down into two rough eras. Prior to World War II, there really was no marketing of team products and things like that. So the newspapers usually would adopt a name and give it to the team, and that's pretty much what the fans and everyone else picked up on. After World War II, they started to copyright and trademark and logo right these things. And by the 1960s, with product development and everything, it became very important to have a name and to protect it.
How often do you see the type of outcry that we're seeing in New Hampshire over a name, Jim?
It's getting to be fairly common in terms of minor league teams. As they move about and rename themselves, you see a lot of discussion over what the team name's going to be. And a lot of people want it to have a local flavor, and they need to have something that they can market, and then something which falls within the restrictions that Major League Baseball has.
So is that the trend that you see, Jim? People sort of leaning more towards that local flavor and away from generic stuff like dogs and cats?
Absolutely,
and rats?
And I think it's fantastic. I look at some of the names that teams are coming up with, and I get a real kick out of them.
Such as?
Well, my favorite right now is the Lansing Lugnuts.
I mentioned that actually earlier in the show. Yeah.
I've gone back and done some research, in fact, when the issue of the New Hampshire primaries came up, and I went in to see what other political nicknames have been out there. And I did not find any team named the Democrats or the Republicans, but I have found several independents, a team called the Populist, several teams called the Prohibitionists, and a couple of Doves and Hawks thrown in. We also found, related to politics, teams called the Governors, the Senators, the Mayors, the Burgers, the Lawmakers, the Legislatures, the Presidents, and the Speakers. And then to have a little fun with it, teams that might have had, you know, you might connect this with politics, there are teams called the Favorites, the Crybabies.
The Crybabies? Where was that?
That was a team in Quincy, Illinois. There was another team from Waycross, Georgia, called the Blowhards, and then a team from Iola, Kansas, called the Gas Bags. So you might draw some connection there.
Some people would say that's the team from Washington, D.C., but we won't go into that. Do you have any names that you'd like to suggest, Jim Gates, for New Hampshire's team?
Well, I went back and checked the history of Manchester. And I found, you know, the first couple of teams did not have nicknames, which was pretty much common, say, before 1900. But for a while, there was a team called the Manchester Amsquags. I'm not sure how to pronounce that. It may have been a local Indian tribe. It may be a misspelling as well. There have also been Blue Sox, Indians, Maroons, and Textiles from the Manchester area. My favorite, though, is from the Department of Redundancy Department, a team called the Manchester Manchesters. So I don't find any one particular team name that seems to have been repeated over time from that area. But certainly, you know, try to avoid the trendy names. You have a lot of names called, you know, something dogs and something rats, you know, the river rats or the mud dogs. That type of thing seems to be repeating itself over and over around the country. So I'd stay away from the trends.
Well, Jim Gates, it's been a pleasure having you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Jim Gates, he is librarian at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown, New York. Join us 1-800-892-6477. 1-800-892-NHPR. Our guests in the studio, Sean Smith, President and General Manager of New Hampshire Baseball, which owns the new minor league team coming to Manchester. Also, Rich Finkelson, co-founder of the ManchesterTeam.com website that first petitioned owners to reconsider the primary's name that they had named the team. And Vin Sylvia, sports editor for the Union Leader and New Hampshire Sunday News. Vin, maybe we should just go back to the old days, where, as Jim told us, the newspapers picked a name and everybody fell in line.
I think the newspapers should be in charge of picking everything, as a matter of fact, and I'll vote in favor of that.
Well, we'll give it to our listeners just for today. Let's go to Plymouth and talk to Ian. Hello, Ian, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine, go ahead.
How about the New Hampshire Profiles or the Granite State Profiles, a little tribute to the old man of the mountain?
What do you
Actually,
think, Sean?
That's perfect. I was just jotting a note here, and I'm glad you brought that point up. Though we understand clearly about the profiles and profilers which have come across, I made a note here to talk about names of controversy. Though we understand clearly what that means to the state of New Hampshire, I think if we look at what's going on in the world at this point in time, profiles, profiling, profilers certainly has a different connotation. Than
racial
what,
profiling,
than,
ethnic
and also,
profiling.
Exactly, and with the in light of what's going on with terrorism, we feel that that's something that is certainly inappropriate. Also, not to comment on Native American names, but let me throw something out to you. If you take a look at the trend of what has happened with Marquette University, with St. John's University, people backing off their Native American names and switching. You know, St. John's was the Red Men, switched the Red Store. Marquette was with the Warriors, and now where are they? I even forget what they switched to. Those are very controversial topics, even though those are names to celebrate the history of an area and the Native American population of the area. People tend to step back a little bit more and kind of shout at those. How the Washington Redskins have able to maintain that is really beyond me, as well as the Cleveland Indians, but I know they've had their share of complaints.
Rich Finkelson, I bet you've heard a lot of people mention something about the old man, though.
Yeah, you know, that was probably one of the first conversations that we had in the office as well when we were talking about this.
He's on the quarter. He's on the,
absolutely.
He's on the license plate.
And in light of the fact that that he is no more, I think that it was a really good idea to try to honor the old man, you know, through this. And I think it lends itself really well from a marketing perspective. I think there's a lot to be done with a mascot and a logo, I think, that incorporates the old man.
Although sports isn't, you know, people don't usually associate sports with old men.
No, so, except in the old
times. There's young men out there playing. Vin?
One thing I like about the secondary logo that New Hampshire Baseball revealed, the Uncle Sam logo, is that it is so evocative of the old man in the mountain. And Uncle Sam, with very chiseled features in front of the outline of the state of New Hampshire, it really does have that feel. So I know there's some exploration there about maintaining that logo, regardless of what the new team name is. And I think had that logo been introduced along with the name of the primaries, I think that you would have seen a more positive response. I know a lot of people would love to buy hats and different kinds of merchandise with that Uncle Sam logo on it.
The old man is a great point that you bring up. We felt that the old man was a very, and still is a very controversial issue. People feel that there certain things should be done or shouldn't be done with the old man. We wanted to stay clear of that. In fact, we planned on having a patch of the old man on our left sleeve, because you wouldn't be able to see it from the right sleeve. Obviously, you can only see the old man from one side. We chose to pay tribute in subtle ways, and certainly, you know, people picked up with that on the Uncle Sam logo that we unveiled. We didn't want to get involved in that old man controversy and look as though as if we're trying to make money off something that has been such a great part of people's lives for generations.
Let's go to Manchester now. Chris joins us from there. Hello, Chris. You're on the Exchange.
Good morning, guys. I just want to say, first off, I want to say thank you to Drew Weber for bringing baseball to Manchester. And the second thing I want to say is thank you to New Hampshire Baseball for opening the voting up to the fans. And my choice for the team, and I really like this name, is the Manchester Slugging Salmon, because there's salmon that live in the river behind the new stadium. And also, salmon is the official color of New Hampshire. What do you guys think?
And salmon is definitely a fighting fish.
Absolutely.
No wimpy salmon's out there. What do you guys think? Rich?
Well, that's the first that I've heard of that particular name. I appreciate the fact that it is related to New Hampshire and that the connection is strong.
There's an educational element there.
Absolutely.
How the fish used to be abundant, and now they're trying to bring them back and so forth.
And certainly in sports, fish have been used, you know, Florida Marlins and so forth. So, I mean, it wouldn't be the first time that somebody chose to use a fish. No, it sounds good.
All right. Let's go to, let's see, how about Belmont next and talk to Frank. Go ahead, Frank, you're up.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, go ahead.
I was thinking maybe the, like the state bird, the mosquitoes.
The mosquitoes.
And also maybe the eagles. We have eagles in the state, and that'd be a cool name.
Sean, I bet a lot of teams already have the name Eagles.
Yeah, Boston College, the Philadelphia Eagles, and you know, there are certainly a lot of Eagles out there. The name Mosquitoes, actually, Frank, was submitted. We kind of got a kick out of that. Also, the Fighting Finches, the Purple Finches. You know, we talk about the real state bird, though I think some of the mosquitoes in this state are bigger than the finch.
Fighting Finches has a nice alliteration
yeah,
to it.
Yeah, that's cool, yeah.
Rich, and then Vin?
You know, one of the things that seems apparent is that you get a lot of mileage out of humor when you're trying to pick a team name. And I think some of the best suggestions, both on the site and in general, as we've been talking, have been humorous. So I think keeping a sense of levity about this is important.
And again, mosquitoes in New Hampshire are ferocious.
Absolutely.
Well, just hearing the name mosquitoes made me wonder, did anyone submit the name black flies?
Oh, well, that's a good point.
Which are even more indigenous to New Hampshire, I think.
I think that name was actually submitted. I have to go back and check, but I think so. Could you imagine that, the black flies?
The swarm.
1-800-892-6477 is our number in the exchange. 1-800-892-NHPR. And today we are naming that team. We're talking about Manchester's coming minor league baseball team, what it should be named. Join us with your thoughts. 1-800-892-6477. Joining us now from Concord is Bob Tewksbury. He is a Red Sox analyst for New England Sports Network and a player consultant to the Red Sox. Bob had a 13-year career in Major League Baseball, including the Yankees, Cubs, Cardinals, Rangers, Padres, and Twins. Bob Tewksbury, lots of names there.
Yeah, good morning.
As a player, Bob, how much did a team name matter to you?
Hey, if it had a big league name across the front, I couldn't care what they called it. It didn't matter. But, you know, I was very fortunate to play for some teams rich in tradition. The Yankees, the Cubs, the Cardinals are all teams that have tremendously rich roots. And the Padres was a team that was an expansion team in the late 60s that I'm sure they went through their name search as well. And then again in Minnesota, the Twin Cities were there. So what's different is, and it was hit on earlier in the conversation, is the marketing in which these teams benefit from sales with regard to the names is huge. I mean, that's a big part of their revenues and a big part of their income. So not only does it have to be a catchy name, but the design of the logo has to be enticing as well.
Did you play also in the minor leagues, Bob?
I played for a lot of teams in the minor leagues.
What were some of the unusual names that you played for in the minor leagues?
Well, I played for the Nashville Sounds.
Relating to the music industry down there. Yeah.
And the Columbus Clippers. Columbus must have been something around the boat industry. George Steinbrenner is from Columbus, and I know his boats are up and around there. And then, you know, it was pretty generic. The Iowa Cubs, the Fort Lauderdale Yankees, the Louisville Redbirds, there was the Cardinals affiliate. So I did play for a few teams, but many of them carried their team name with them.
What was your favorite?
Oh, boy. You know, I like the Nashville Sounds. I mean, of all those that, you know, that we had the music notes on the uniform, and they had some great entertainment based on that. They, you know, had people from the country music industry come out and sing a lot. And, you know, the marketing wasn't as big then as it certainly has turned out to be now with all the different names and all the boom of minor league baseball, per se. It's been a great industry.
Bob, what do you think about the name, the primaries?
I don't like the primaries. Every 4 years, they could change it back to the primaries. But, you know, the litmus test is when you can chant the team's name, and let's go primaries doesn't ring a bell for me.
What do you suggest?
I don't know. You know, the slugging salmon was kind of cool, but then I thought, God, you know, the slugging salmon. I don't know. I kind of like that one, but you never put an adjective next to a fish's name. You know, they don't say the fighting Miami Dolphins, you know. I'm not sure. I don't think I've heard it yet. I know that the Black Flies, there's a youth team called the New Hampshire Black Flies. That's an AAU team. So that name's out there. I don't know if they've trademarked that or not, but I don't know the list of available names. I certainly would like to vote for one if I had the information, but
By the way, hold on, Bob. Sean Smith, how do you go in?
Sean Smith's on the line.
Sean Smith is right here in the studio.
Sean, my good friend Sean Smith.
How you doing, Bob?
Good, man. Hey, congrats. That's right. You're the bigwig up here.
I'm the guy with the target on his chest.
Congratulations.
Right now. You can go to NewHampshireBaseball.com, Bob. And tonight, actually starting tomorrow, is the round that all the name suggestions are out there that you can go to the big drop-down menu and take a look at the suggestions that you might favor.
NewHampshireBaseball.com.
Exactly, yeah.
Hey, well, welcome to the Granite State.
Hey, I've been here for 7 years. It's great to be able to work in this state now. This is wonderful.
Well, I know you've been commuting down to the other Red Sox venue.
Well, Bob Tewksbury, good to have you. Thank you.
Thanks. I wish I could be of more support or input, but you're in good hands with Mr. Smith.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
See you guys.
That's Bob Tewksbury, Red Sox analyst for New England Sports Network and a major league player of 13 years. He played in many teams like the Yankees and Cubs and Cardinals and Padres and Twins and Rangers. 1-800-892-6477 is our number on the exchange. Gentlemen, let's go back to the phones, get more thoughts from listeners. We will go over to Jamaica, Vermont now. Denise is calling from there. Hello, Denise.
Hi.
Go ahead.
The Nor'easters.
That's a great name. However, there is a women's football, semi-professional football team down in Lowell called the Nor'easters.
This is very hard, though. I mean, there are so many teams out there already, major league, minor league, men's, women's. You know, how can you possibly find anything
I feel like such a party pooper. Everyone comes up with a great name, and you go, well, that's great. However, there's this team out in Manitoba, you know, that has the name.
Yeah. Vin?
I had a thought that it just occurred to me last night, and I wondered if anyone either submitted this or whether there's an existing team called the Blast. I was thinking the Granite State Blast and all the different connotations for New Hampshire with the blasting of the granite, the Arctic Blast in the wintertime, the seacoast with the whale watches and the blasting their spouts and a blast being a party or a great time.
I'm pretty sure there's the Baltimore Blast, which is an indoor lacrosse team.
There you go.
Yeah.
And at what point, at what point do you decide, Sean, we're going to pick this even though somebody else has it, or is that just too fraught with danger and you avoid it at all costs?
Yeah, I think that that's an area that we really fear to tread. And, for a variety of reasons that we touched on before, just the legal ramifications that, and plus it's better to do something that's your own.
True. All right, let's go to Concord now. Melanie is up. Melanie, chime in. Go ahead.
Good morning, Laura.
Morning.
I had a solution for this problem. You could just call them the New Hampshire No-Namers.
The No-Namers.
Just like the defense for the Miami Dolphins. A no-name defense.
You use one of those generic symbols, universal pricing code, generic symbols on a uniform.
What do you think about that, Rich?
Well, I think we want something that's going to identify a little bit better with the state or the city.
I want to ask you about one that I heard you got on your website, Rich, and that's the Challengers.
Yeah, actually, that was on NewHampshireBaseball.com, and I understand the reason why that was chosen, obviously, the Space Shuttle Challenger and wanting to honor those who had served aboard it. It was interesting. In talking earlier, we had said, probably one of the last things you want to do is name your sports team after a disaster as an omen of what might come. But then, Chicago has a Major League Soccer team called the Chicago Fire. And that certainly is a reminder of the great fire in Chicago. And so I guess it's not unheard of, although it does sound kind of ominous.
You also have teams named the Blizzard and the Hurricanes, and which you can understand that they wreak havoc, great. But that has a lot of bad connotations for people as well.
Right.
Although that's a disaster that you can't control. And the Challenger disaster sort of brings up all sorts of political
difficulties. Oh, yeah, that would be a lot more visceral response from a lot of people, too.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to Ackworth and talk to Peter. Peter, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. I just thought because the Amiskeag Mill being a wool spinning mill, you could call them the Manchester Spinners.
Anybody come up with that?
Actually, the team
Sean?
That we own down in Lowell, Massachusetts, were called the Lowell Spinners. Which, incidentally, when that name was unveiled back in 1996, was met with a, shall we say, lukewarm response. But since, and that's the club I ran for the past 7 years, and since we've been able to do our thing and take care of our community and the children that, that come to the games and the young families, our name has just become now certainly more of a celebration of the textile mills down the Lowell area.
What's the logo or mascot for the Spinners?
We actually have a couple different logos. Two of them surround fictitious characters that, we've created. One's a mascot, one's another fictitious character that never became a mascot. But our main primary logo is has the name Spinners, and the I in the letter Spinners is a baseball bat with a spool of thread around it and then tailing off of that in a little celebration of what people were called working in the people that work in the mills were called spinners. So it's a subtle way to give a tribute to that industry.
Rich.
You know, that helps to prove Sean's point too as well. The Spinners is a great organization. I've never heard anything but great things said about the how family friendly the atmosphere is down there, and if the name was lukewarm at first, I think the fact that the organization was such a success helped the name to grow also.
Well, I like it because at a time when so many people know nothing about their own history, you know, that really makes them think about it. Vin, Sylvia.
I thought it was telling, too, that Bob Tewksbury, when you asked him what his favorite team name was, chose the Sounds. That was the only unique name that he mentioned in there. So, and I'm sure that that met with some resistance in Nashville as well.
Let's go to Newmarket next. Joe joins us from there. Hello, Joe. It's your turn.
Okay. The name that's probably taken that I think captures the spirit of New Hampshire is the New Hampshire Volunteers.
Ah, this is a good state for volunteering. Yep.
You know, firefighters, and, you know, a lot of our towns are run by volunteers.
Yeah.
And my second choice would be, close to that, would be the New Hampshire Townies. Like
what do you think? Are there volunteers out there already, Sean Smith?
Yeah, Tennessee, University of Tennessee, and they're the Volunteers.
That's tough starting a team these
and
days,
Tennessee's
huh?
big in merchandising, and that we'd be in for quite a ride going up against the University of Tennessee.
Mm. All right, let's go back to Concord. Jay is calling from there. Go ahead, Jay, your turn.
Yeah, what about the Maple Tappers? They could wear like a flannel uniform and have a bucket for a mascot.
A bucket for a mascot.
That's cute,
good, Jay.
That's cute, yeah.
That is a good idea, yeah.
Yeah.
Has anybody seen anything related to Maple and all the suggestions that have been flying around? Vin, Sean, or Rich?
I know the name had come up, but no one could come up with any nickname having to do with the maple industry. So Maple Tappers is the first time I've heard that.
Grab it before Vermont does.
Along the lines of the flannel shirts, too. It's too bad Lumberjacks is already taken, too, because I know that would be great for New Hampshire. And,
right.
You can just imagine the crowd coming and going to the sound of Monty Python and the Lumberjack song, too.
Tappers definitely passes the chantability test, too. I think you could chant that.
Can you chant it for us?
How would that go? You go, Tappers. Something like that would be something.
Just stomping in the stands.
Stomping, absolutely.
Okay, well, there you go. Let's go to Manchester, and Deb is up from there. Go ahead, Deb, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you, Laura. My suggestion is the New Hampshire Advantage.
The New Hampshire Advantage. That's got political tones, don't you think, Deb?
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of logo would we have for the Advantage, Deb?
Oh, gosh. It could be most anything that's New Hampshire related.
Oh, that's unique. Let me write that down.
All right, Deb, thanks for the call. And let's go one more call, this one to Bedford. Bernadette. Go ahead, Bernadette.
Hi, thank you. I'd like to suggest the Pioneers, the Granite State Pioneers. It kind of covers the whole picture, the spirit of the state.
Mm. I bet dollars to donuts, Sean, that there's other teams out there already named Pioneers.
Exactly. There's a team in Elmira, New York. I feel like just an encyclopedia of worthless knowledge here. But there's a team in Elmira, New York, the Elmira Pioneers.
Well, Sean, what happens next from here in the process? Again, you said you took thousands of names, you narrowed it down to a list of about 600, taking out repeats and all that.
Correct. And then starting tomorrow on NewHampshireBaseball.com, you can go to the big, huge drop-down menu and select your names. We're going to take the top five names, and there's a good chance we're going to toss the primaries back out there again for the final round of five, and that voting will go on this weekend. And then we're going to wait to unveil it until after the Thanksgiving holiday, what the name will be. It's going to take us a while to come up with whatever logo concept that we will attempt to use. We certainly want to try to keep the Uncle Sam incorporated somehow. And even if our name is the glasses of water, we can still associate the Uncle Sam logo in with our operation and hopefully have some fun with that.
So people vote for their five favorites?
Correct. Actually,
vote for their favorite.
They vote for their favorite. Correct.
And then you take the top five, and then you put it to the people again, and they vote for their their one.
There is a chance we may work something out with SilverTech that people could select their five favorites. We'll have to see. We realize this is going to take a long time for people to have to go through, but they wanted the democratic process brought back to them, so you got it.
Well, you know what people say about the democratic process. It's not pretty, but it works.
Yeah.
Vin Sylvia?
Well, that's when I had talked to Sean about possibly having the primaries for their first year and having ballot boxes in Gill Stadium where they're going to be spending 1 year in Gill Stadium. It's their primary year. It is a primary election year. And I thought that would be a lot of fun. Plus, you would have the people who are actually going to your ball games doing all the voting. But I understand that there are a lot of complexities involved there in naming rights and all sorts of red tape that you have to go through.
What do you think? Final comments, Rich?
Well, yeah, I mean, no matter what they choose for a name, I mean, we'll be at the ballpark. We'll have a great time, and we'll support the team. So we're just happy that that Drew and Sean both took the time to listen to us. And I'm sure whatever we wind up picking, we'll have a great time this summer.
Well, Rich Finkelson, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Laura.
Rich Finkelson, co-founder of the ManchesterTeam.com website. Vin Sylvia, good to have you.
It was fun, Laura.
Vin Sylvia, sports editor for the Union Leader and New Hampshire Sunday News. And Sean Smith, good luck to you in this process, and thanks for your time.
Thanks for thinking of us, Laura.
Sean Smith, president and general manager of New Hampshire Baseball, which owns a new minor league team coming to Manchester. For a list of upcoming shows in The Exchange, visit The Exchange page, nhpr.org. You can sign up to get a calendar of what's coming up in the days ahead on The Exchange. Again, the address, nhpr.org. The Exchange is a production of NHPR, produced by Keith Shields, Ty Fraley, and Rebecca Kaufman. Our engineer is Dan Colgan, and I'm Laura Kanoy.